Well, good morning.
大家早。
I'm very happy to be here.
我很开心来到各位当中。
I enjoy seeing the familiar faces.
我很喜欢每次来的时候看见熟悉的面孔。
I enjoy seeing my good friend George.
我很开心能够看见我好朋友 George.
My wife is away back in Pennsylvania today.
我的太太今天是在宾州。
So I'm a little lonely.
所以我今天有点孤单。
Nice to see some friends.
但是很开心能够又看到老朋友们。
Okay, the key idea for the talk today is transition.
今天我们所要跟大家分享的是有关过渡时期。
Life has many transitions.
实际上我们在生命当中会经过很多过渡期。
I am in my 50s now.
我现在五十多岁了。
I have transitioned from being a young guy to an old guy.
我现在正是从年轻力壮正要步入老年。
I look at my son and he eats two dinners every night.
我看看我的儿子，他每天晚上要吃两顿饭。
Like he eats enough for one person, then he has to eat more for himself. He eats as like two people.
所以我每次看他的时候都觉得他需要吃两人份的晚餐。
When I was his age, I used to have to eat for two people. I would like,
我就想想当我年轻的时候，我大概也是吃两人份的分量。
If I do that now, I get sick.
如果我今天还如此做的话，我一定会生病的。
I'm an old guy, I can't eat like a young guy anymore.
我已经年老了，因此我不能吃得像年轻一样。
Some transitions in life are not so bad.
但是很多时候，在生命当中有一些过渡时期并不是糟糕的。
Other transitions in life are unwanted. You wish you wouldn't have to.
但是有一些生命当中过渡时期是很困难的，你是不想面对它的。
I guess I'm asking here anyone guiding someone else through an unwanted transition this day?
我不知道各位在座当中有没有人现在正在帮助其他人经历过生命当中的一个过渡期。
This is just a picture I got off the internet, but it reminds me of a story that I'm going to tell you.
这个图片也不过是我从网络上面摘取下来的，不过让我想起我可以与大家分享一个故事。
That is a picture of an elderly gentleman being helped with his walker, I assume by somebody in like a nursing home.
我相信这个图片上就是一个老人，他正在练习的用他的走步机，然后旁边也许是在看他的在老人院其中的一个看护正在帮助他。
That would be an example of a transition that you might not like, or the person you're transferring to the nursing home will probably not like.
我相信这一种过渡时期，也许就是我们自己可以想象，当我们进入老人院或步入老年的时候所要经历，并不是我们想去面对的一个过渡期。
About 40 years ago, when I was in high school, I had to take care of an elderly gentleman like that.
让我想起大概在四十多年前，当我还在高中的时候，我那个时候就想起我在那个时候必须要帮助一个老年人经历这样的一个过程。
I was in high school, maybe like 15 years old.
我记得我那个时候也许还在高中，我那时候在15岁。
I was attending a Chinatown church.
我那个时候是在中国城里面一个教会聚会。
But at this Chinatown church, there was a man, a Caucasian man, who was in his 70s.
但是我记得印象很清楚，在就在那个中国城的教会，华人教会里面有一个白人，他那个时候大概在大约七十多岁。
His name was Mr. Bradley.
他的名字叫 Mr. Bradley.
For some reason, Mr. Bradley came to my Chinese church and liked coming to my Chinese church.
也不知道什么原因，这一位美国白人喜欢到华人教会来，然后他继续留在那个华人教会聚会。
Everyone in the church were teenagers or in their 20s, but this 70-year-old man still liked coming to see all the young people.
还记得那个时候，那个我们聚会的地方，大部分都是年轻人，也许是高中生或者二十多岁的人。然后这位白人老先生就在我们当中聚会。
Mr. Bradley was a very educated man.
那 Mr. Bradley 他是有一个很高程度的教育水准的。
He knew the Bible very well.
他对圣经也非常的熟悉。
He could read the Bible in Greek.
他可以用希腊文来念圣经。
And he liked talking the Bible and theology with young people.
他也很喜欢跟年轻人讲述圣经里面的神学。
He took a liking to me.
那他对我来说，他也很喜欢我。
And looking back, I went to Bible school probably because of Mr. Bradley's influence.
我后来想想，我之后之所以会去读圣经学校，我想其中这一位 Mr. Bradley 对我的影响也非常的大。
But you must understand, Mr. Bradley never married and had no children to take care of him in his old age.
但是大家可知道, Mr. Bradley 他是一个单身，他从来没有结过婚，因此他没有任何的小孩来照顾他，步入他老年的时期。
During my senior year of high school, Mr. Bradley had a very bad stroke.
结果就在我在高中的末了几年呢，Mr. Bradley中风了。And
so he became a different person.
因着他的中风，他几乎是变了，整个变了一个人。His
mind was no longer as sharp as it was.
然后他的思考再也不敏锐了。
And his body could not move around like it once did.
然后他的身体再也不能自如地这样子移动了。But
since he had no immediate family, there was no one around to take care of him.
因为他是单身，然后他父亲也没有他自己亲近的家人，因此没有一个人可以照顾他。So
I began to take care of him.
因此我就成为一个照顾他的人。He
lived in an apartment in Manhattan, and I would go to his apartment after school to help clean up, make sure he had food, make sure he got his mail, and just take care of him.
他住在纽约市曼哈顿里面的一个公寓，因此我就经常到他的公寓里面去帮他清理房子，帮他处理信件。It
was really me and two other guys that did this.
实际上也就是我跟另一位我们一起来照顾他。The
other guys' names were Victor and Winston.
他的另外两个，一个是Victor， 另一个是Winston。Okay,
so Frank, Victor, and Winston are these three guys, unrelated to him, but we would go up to his apartment and basically take care of him.
所以回忆起来，就我们三个年轻人，我们按着我们轮流到他的公寓里面去照顾他。Eventually,
he had two more strokes.
之后他又经历了两次中风。By
that time, his mind had completely deteriorated.
也因着这样的中风的情况之后，他的思考能力急速的下降。There
are many days I would go there and he would not even recognize who I was.
很多时候当我到他公寓的时候，他甚至不认识我了。I'd
have to say, it's me, Frank, Mr. Bradley.
所以我就跟他提醒他说，Mr. Bradley, 是我，我是Frank。
And at by this time, we had to do everything for him.
到那个阶段的时候，我们必须要为他处理所有生活上的大小事情。Now
eventually, I met with Winston and Victor to discuss Mr. Bradley's situation.
到最后，我必须与另外两位年轻人一起来讨论，我们怎么样要帮助 Mr. Bradley 度以下的日子。It
was becoming clear that the three of us could not take care for him anymore.
我们到一个阶段，我们非常清楚，我们这个三个人是无法继续再帮助 Mr. Bradley， 已经无能为力了。
We decided that the best thing was for Mr. Bradley to be transferred from his apartment in Manhattan to a nursing home where he could get care all around the clock.
我们后来觉得，也许到最后的时候，我们必须要把 Mr. Bradley 从他的公寓呢，把他转移到老人院的看护中心。
That was a transition he did not particularly like.
我相信这一种过渡时期是 Mr. Bradley 他自己不愿意看到的经历的。This
is my example of guiding someone through a transition that they don't want.
这也就是我在这边讲，这个就有如我们能够如何帮助人、引导人经历他们的一个痛苦的过渡期。Anybody
here possibly going through a similar situation that I went through?
我不知道在座有没有任何人经历过我刚刚所提的经历呢?
I found that I had to find ways to help Mr. Bradley be more comfortable with the transition.
我发现我必须要寻找不同的途径帮助 Mr. Bradley 能够经历这样的一个过渡时期。
Now remember, his mind had deteriorated, and I had to sometimes talk to him like a child.
大家可以想象，因为他经历中风之后，他的脑筋已经不像过去了，因此我必须要跟他讲话的时候，好像我在跟一个小孩讲话一样。
And I knew that he loved God.
我知道他是爱神的。
So I would say something like this to Mr. Bradley. Mr. Bradley, you feel like you're going to lose Frank and Winston and Victor.
所以我就好像这样子跟他对话。他说，我跟他说 ，Mr. Bradley， 也许你认为你会渐渐地失去我 ，Victor 跟 Winston 这三位帮助你的人。
But maybe God is calling you to a deeper level of discipleship.
但是呢，神可能会经历你呢，要让你经历一个更深的这种门徒训练。
Where you have to rely on God and not on Frank and Winston and Victor.
这个训练让你更深的能去依靠神，而不是依靠我以及两位其他两位年轻人。
And I found that he would appreciate that. He could understand that.
那我相信他能够理解我所要表达的。
Let me say another thing. Back then, we felt that we could only pay for it if we got him on Medicaid.
那个时候我们发现我们最大的能力也只是能够让他们让他能够在某一个健康保险的保护底下。
Medicaid is when the government pays for the nursing home.
因为有这样的健康保险可以让他能够接受老人院的福利。
But the rule was if Mr. Bradley had any savings,He had to use up all the savings first before he could go on Medicaid.
但是的法律的规定就是，如果这一位受惠人士他自己本身有储蓄的话，他必须要用光他所有的储蓄，他才能够领受政府来的福利。
So I would have to say to him, Mr. Bradley.
所以我就必须要跟这一位 Mr. Bradley 说
，I know it feels like you are losing all of your money.
我相信你有这种感觉，你正在失去你所有一切的财产。
But maybe God is calling you to a deeper level of discipleship.
但是我相信，也许神正在锻炼你，让你进入一个更深的一个门徒训练。
Where you rely on Him and not on your money.
让你能够操练，你完全的依靠乃是出自于神，而不是出自于你自己的金钱。
And I would find that that would help Mr. Bradley.Understand at least.
我就发现，我当我这样子讲的时候，我能够帮助他来理解现在的情况。
So I was guiding him through this unwanted transition.
所以我正在帮助他，辅助他能够经历他的过渡期。
I had to listen to him as he complained.
我必须要听他一切的抱怨。
But I would push him to say, maybe God is doing something through this transition.
但是同时我又必须要引导他，让他知道神正在引导他经历一个人生的过渡期。
Okay, I set all this up to say that in my opinion, there's a prophet in the Old Testament named Jeremiah who does something very similar.
我之所以用这个故事，我想让大家知道，在旧约里面有一位先知，他叫耶利米，他也用同样的东西正在与我们传达一个信息。
Let's skip two slides.The next one is another transition. We can skip that one. Okay, right here. Okay, here I just say that Jeremiah was the prophet who announced the end of the old covenant and God's intention to transition to a new covenant.
那耶利米在这边说什么呢？耶利米乃是神所派的先知，他必须要宣告给他所能够接触的民众说，神要把他们从旧约的一种约当中引导进入一个新约。
The people of Israel had to leave behind a covenant of Moses and eventually get used to the idea that there's a new covenant in Christ.
也就是说，以色列民在那个时候，神要他们离开旧有的律法的一种旧约，然后进入之后能够进入一个新约的一个状态当中。
And to make this transition, they had to lose a lot of things.
在这个过渡期间, 他们必须要上掉许多他们自己拥有的财产。
But as they lost those things, they were learning that God asked them to trust in something else.
当他们失去他们自己原来拥有的, 神就让他们经历他们可以得到一个不同的东西。
So they had to lose their king.
其中一个, 他们必须要丧失自己原来国家有的王。
But Jeremiah said there's another king in Jesus that's coming.
但是耶利米在这边说,实际上还有另一个王要来到做你们的王,就是基督。
They had to lose their physical building, the temple.
他们必须要放弃,舍去他们自己原来有的圣殿。
Jeremiah said, but God's intention is that your bodies would become temples of the Holy Spirit.
但是耶利米在这边暗示说,实际上到最后,你们自己的身体乃是能够成为神的殿。
They had to lose their homeland.
他们必须要丧失他们自己原来国家的家园。
Jeremiah says, you have a home in heaven.
耶利米说,实际上你的家是在天上的。
So he had to somehow help his people understand that God had better things on the other side of this transition.
所以耶利米必须做一个辅导帮助的一个角色,让他的民知道实际上神为他们预备一个更好的东西。
That's not an easy task.
这并不是一个简单的任务。
People got angry at Jeremiah.
因为实际上许多人对耶利米所传达的信息非常的愤怒。
Just like Mr. Bradley got angry at me.
就好像Mr. Bradley对我有的时候生气。
But sometimes if you listen to Jeremiah, you learn how to cope with loss and transition.
但是当我们学习能够听耶利米所传达的信息的时候，我们就能够学习怎么面对我们生命当中所经历的损失。Sometimes
God takes something away from your life so that you can learn not to depend on it, but to depend on Him.
有的时候神把我们生命当中所拥有的一些东西拿走，让我们学习。 不要再依靠我们所拥有的，而是依靠神自己。I
leave that word to you just for you to meditate on, because if I told that to you when you're angry, you will punch me in the face.
我只希望能够把这句话留给大家，让大家好好去思考，因为如果是大家正在经历难关的时候，我跟大家讲的话，你可能会打我一拳。If
something happens and you lose your life savings,
也许说在大家有生命当中有突然有一段时期，你必须丧失了你所有的积蓄。
I would feel very, very sorry for you.
我会对这件事情非常的难过的。But
at the same time, it is possible that God is teaching you not to depend on your life savings for your sense of security.
但是同时也非常有可能神在这个时候就是要把这些东西从你生命当中拿走，让你学习现在要开始信靠主。And
if you are able to lose your life savings and say, I still feel secure in God,
如果你有能力，纵使你丧失了你自己的所有的一切的时候，仍然知道你可以信靠神。
That's not always a bad result.
这实际上并不是一个很不好的经历。Okay,
so that's kind of the whole idea here.
所以这就是我们所要提的重点。When
God called the prophet Jeremiah,
当神呼召先知耶利米,
he said, your ministry is to uproot and to plant.
他对耶利米说，你的任务乃是要把人从根拔起，然后重新栽种。To
tear down and to build back up.
就是然后拆毁，重新建造。That's
the language of transition.
这个就是一个过渡时期的语言。If
you are going through a transition, God is pulling, uprooting something.
也许大家正在经历某一种过渡时期的话，实际上神正在要把你过去从连根拔起。
But in the new chapter in your life, God is planting something new.
当你进入人生一个新的章节的时候，神正在那边栽种新的东西。
So Jeremiah's ministry was to help people understand God is uprooting something but planting something new.
所以耶利米的事工就是帮助大家认知神正在拔除你过去的一些根基，然后重新建造你的人生。
So I understand these are hard lessons to learn, and sometimes when you're going through it, it's very difficult for you to receive what I'm saying. But looking back on it later, you might find that it is true.
我非常理解大家在听这个信息的时候会觉得是一个非常难以接受的一个信息，但是当我们回顾我们人生的时候，很多时候我们会发现这是一个非常好的信息。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide here. Unfortunately for Jeremiah, the end of the old covenant had to come with a catastrophe.
很不幸的就是当耶利米那个时候，他们正要结束这个旧约时，这种观念跟时代的时候，他们要经历一个很大的灾难。
Okay, that word is forced migration.
也就是他们必须要逼迫移民。
The United Nations says that's a big problem in the world right now.
实际上联合国这边最近已经公布了，迫使人民迁移是全世界要面对一个极大的问题。
That means you have to leave your home and go to some place because you're forced to.
就是说你必须要搬家，离开你原有的家园，进入到其他的地方，而且这是你不愿意的，你是被逼的。
Like this slide from the United Nations says 51.2 million people worldwide undergo forced migration.
也就是联合国这边公布说有5100多万的人现在正在经历被逼and 被迫迁移他们的家园。
Most of these people have to leave their homes because of war.
很多人必须迁移乃是因为战争的缘故。
Others have to leave their homes because an evil government tells them to leave their homes.
那有些人必须迁移因为他们自己的政府做出一些邪恶的举止逼着他们必须迁移。
I won't go into any stories about what forced migration is, but it's miserable for the people.
我相信我不需要进入细节，不过我想大家可以了解，这是一个非常痛苦，是大家非常难受的一个经历。
And Jeremiah knows that the old covenant will come to an end when the people of Israel undergo a forced migration.
其实耶利米他自己非常知道，当以色列民被逼的要迁移的时候，这是一个大家非常抱怨是痛苦的一种经历。
When this passage that was just read this morning from Jeremiah 27 takes place, the people of Israel are actually between two waves of forced migration.
实际上当我们刚刚读的这件经文，它的背景乃是以色列民那个时候正在经历两波的被逼迁移。
So, at the time at which Jeremiah speaks in Jeremiah 27,the first wave had already occurred 8 years earlier.
实际上在耶利米书第二十七章，当耶利米说这句话的时候，第一波的被迫迁移的行动已经在八年前经历过了。
And a second wave was about to occur.
而第二波就要再开始了。
Because of the sinfulness of the people, a foreign king named Nebuchadnezzar was coming to take over their land and force them to leave.
因为人民自己的罪恶导致神使用尼布甲尼撒王从另一个国家过来逼迫这里的民众要迁移离开自己家园。
And Nebuchadnezzar was going to destroy the temple, which ended animal sacrifices, which ended the old covenant.
那尼布甲尼撒王将要进入耶路撒冷，把这里的圣殿全部拆除，除去原有的献祭制度，也就是把所有的旧约移平。
Now that's unfortunate. The people were very sad at that, but that allowed them to move to the new covenant, which is not based on animal sacrifices, but the sacrifice of Jesus.
当然，人民在经历那个时候是非常痛苦，他们被迫迁移。但是神也就借着这样的一个情形，让他们离开旧约，进入新约。
When Jeremiah first tells them this, the people don't like it.
当耶利米把传达第一次传达这样的信息的时候，没有人愿意听的。
Let's go on to the next slide here, and I'll just show you a picture here. This is a picture of Jeremiah with a yoke.
这边就是一个耶利米，他颈上背着一个轭的一个图片。
You guys know what a yoke is?
大家知道轭是什么东西吗？
Normally, that wood beam that's over his neck goes on oxes or cows or something like that.
如果大家看这个木头中间凸起来的地方，通常那个凸起来的地方是要放在牛的背上的。
If you're a farmer and you have to plow the field, you use the yoke and string to move the oxes.
如果你是农夫的话，你就会把这个轭放在一头或两头牛上面，然后你用绳子去控制这个牛要离地的方向。
It's a symbol that the cows serve the farmer.
这个就是预表了这个牛是用来服侍主人的。
So Jeremiah, to get his point across, gets an actual wood yoke, puts it on his neck, and says, "This is what we will be to the king of Babylon."
那耶利米为了要传达这个信息，他用一个图片式的一个行动来告诉其他人说，实际上我们将要就有如这个轭下的民呢，要成为尼布甲尼撒王的奴隶。
This is how the old covenant will end.
这也就是旧约时代的结束。
Well, needless to say, the people don't like this message.
当然，人听到的话非常不喜欢这样的话。
That's kind of what I had to do with Mr. Bradley. Mr. Bradley, you have to go to move to this nursing home, and Mr. Bradley thinks of a yoke coming over his neck. So like it's not a popular or friendly message.
就好像我必须要面对我所服侍的这位 Mr. Bradley, 我要告诉他，你的人生阶段可能下一步就要好像要背负一个轭进入另一个阶段，这并不是许多人喜欢听的话。
But God has something better on the other side.
但是实际上神对你下一步的人生计划是有好的。
Okay, I think
有好的计划的。
I think there are some lessons to be learned from this story of Jeremiah and his yoke.
我相信我们可以从耶利米以及耶利米所背的轭的这个故事当中学习到一些东西。
Let's go to the next slide and I'll tell you the lesson number one.
我们第一个可以学习到的是什么呢？
So first of all, Jeremiah is upfront about the unpleasant things to come.
第一个，耶利米并没有隐藏任何东西，他非常的坦白告诉人家，他们将要经历怎么样的一个人生阶段。
Now, just to give you some clues about what's going on, in where it says early in the reign of Zedekiah, I need to let you know Zedekiah is the last king of Israel.
在这边跟大家讲一个背景，这个时候是犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬，约雅敬也就是犹大国的最后一个王。
He actually gets deported with the people of Israel in the deportation to come.
实际上约雅敬本身他这个王到最后也是跟着俘虏到其他国家去了。
And when he says in verse 3 there,
so we look at verse 3
here, all these other countries, Odom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon.They all have to be under the yoke of this king of Babylon, not just the people of Israel.
实际上，在第三节这边所列下了许多的国家，也他们也要经历同样的事情，不单单以色列国而已。
Essentially, Jeremiah is saying, "We will become all like all the other nations, in that we'll be subject to this foreign king." We won't be special anymore.
实际上，耶利米正在跟所有的国家以及他自己的以色列民的犹大国说，我们再也不是自己觉得我们有特别的民族或者国家了。我们所有的人都要被巴比伦王所征服。
Okay, we'll go to the next slide and see some more verses here. And he names the king in verse 6. The king's name is Nebuchadnezzar.
然后这个将要统治我们这个王，他的名字叫尼布甲尼撒王。
Now, the point I want to make here is that Jeremiah is upfront about the facts.
我在这边我就是要表明说, 耶利米是非常 坦白地跟大家说他们要面对事。
It does not do any good just to kind of talk in fantasy.
实际上如果跟大家 制造任何其他的幻想是不好的。
There's a part of me when we put Mr. Bradley in the nursing home that thought, maybe we can find a way that he could still stay in his house.
实际上当我们几个年轻人正是想把 Mr. Bradley 搬到 老人院的时候，也许我们自己脑海在想，也许是不是有可能他可以继续待在他的公寓里。
But then after you think about it, you say, no, this is not sustainable.
但是我们后来再想想，实际上这不合理，没有办法。
The transition must take place.
他必须要经历这样的一个实习，这样的过渡。
It is not realistic that I could still eat like a 20-year-old person.
就好像我今天不能吃的，就像我还是二十岁年轻人一样。
I must transition to eating like a 50-year-old person.
我必须要认知自己的实际情况，我已经50多岁了。
I am upfront with the unpleasant things that I must face.
所以我必须要坦然地面对我现在的处境。
So Jeremiah does not beat around the bush. There is a king coming named Nebuchadnezzar.
所以耶利米不会顾左右而言他，而是要大家面对他们的实际状况。
Let's go on to lesson number two.
我们进入第二个,
not surprisingly, the people are not ready to hear about the transition to come, and they oppose angrily Jeremiah.
当然这些民众听了之后非常的不高兴,并不是意料之外的事。
God is getting ready for Jeremiah because Jeremiah is going to face people who will deny what he is saying.
那神就预备耶利米，因为耶利米知道他所面对的民众，他不愿意听耶利米所讲的话。
So in verse 9,
所以在第九节,
do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your interpreters of dreams, your mediums, or your sorcerers who tell you, you will not serve the king of Babylon.
所以在这边耶利米继续跟这些民众说，你不可以听你们的先知和占卜、圆梦的、观兆的以及行邪术的，因为你们一定要，你们不要被他们所骗了。There
will be people who will outright deny what you're saying, Jeremiah.
因为很多人他会否定你所耶利米你所讲的话。And
they will call you a liar.
因为这些民很可能会跟耶利米说你是一个骗子。
Mr. Bradley, when we first told him we need to have you go to a nursing home, would lash out angrily at me and Winston and Victor.
我们还记得当我们这几位年轻人跟 Mr. Bradley 说你必须要搬的时候，他开始对我们生气。He
would say we were bad guys.
他会跟我们说你们这群坏蛋。I
can stay here in this apartment by myself.
我可以自己独自一个人待在这公寓里面活着。So
that certainly happened. The person who is not ready to hear about the transition will respond angrily and oppose you.
但是我们是在应该预知到，当我们传递这个信息的时候，当事人会对我们非常的生气的。And
if you are the one who must guide someone else through a transition they don't want, they will get angry and oppose you.
当我们扮演一个能够帮助人经历过渡时期的时候， 很可能当事人会对我们生气的。Even
if you're guiding them through the transition because you love them, they will deny that you love them.
纵使是因为我们的爱，我们愿意伸出援手来引导他们经历过渡期， 但是他们会对我们生气的。My
daughter is slowly moving from a childhood to teenage years.
而我自己的女儿，她正在经历青少年的过渡期。And
as a child, I would help her a lot with her homework.
我记得当她还是孩子的时候，我花很多时间帮助她去做她的功课。I
would read the book for her and explain to her what she has to do.
我会帮她念课本，然后告诉她应该怎么做下一步。But
she's in middle school now.
但是她现在已经中学了。
I would say, Rebecca, in middle school, You have to learn to do this by yourself.
我就会说，女儿啊，现在你已经中学了，你应该自己做了吧。
You're not in elementary school anymore.
你再也不是小学生了。
You cannot have your daddy help you like this.
你不能要你的爸爸一直要帮助你做功课。
She gets very angry.
然后她就非常的生气。
You do not love me anymore.
她说，你再也不爱我了吗？
Well, that's not true.
但是大家知道这并不是事实。
But I'm just telling her about a transition she doesn't want to undergo.
我只是要帮助她经历过她不愿意面对的过渡期。
Now, I bring this up because I think this happens in life.
我这样子提是因为我想我们大家就经历这样的，在生命当中经历这样的事。
The people who oppose us angrily are not bad people. They just feel hurt.
当很多人要面对过度的时候，他们生气，他们不是对你生气，而是他们觉得受到伤害了。
Now I'll show you something that happens to Jeremiah because people oppose him. Let's go to the next slide.
然后我下次下一个图片就告诉大家说耶利米怎么面对这些反对他的人。
In the very next chapter, Jeremiah 28, which we have not read.
就在下一章，就是我们还没有念过的这一章。
It says in the first verse, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azor, who was from Gibson, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
就在耶利米书第二十八章这边第一、第二节说，当年就是犹大王西底家登基的第四年五月，然后有另一个先知，他的名字叫哈拿尼亚在耶和华的殿中当着祭司和民众对我说也就是对耶利米说万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说我已经折断巴比伦王的轭
And then in verse 3 Within 2 years I will bring back to this place all the articles of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar removed from here and took to Babylon
然后所谓的这个先知继续在说两年之内他代表神说我要将巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从这个地掠到巴比伦的器皿就是耶和华殿中一切的器皿都再一次带回耶路撒冷
And then in verse 4 he says I'll bring back to this place Jehoiachin son of Jehoiakim and all the other exiles from Judah who went to Babylon declares the Lord for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon
继续说我要将犹大王约雅敬的儿子耶哥尼亚和贝鲁到巴比伦去的一切犹大人带回此地因为我要折断巴比伦王的轭这是耶和华说的
So in verse 4 he refers to the previous deportation and then he says within 2 years he's going to bring everybody back
所以这个先知就跟大家说他说你们也许在二十七章听到耶利米说你们将要被掳到巴比伦但是我在这边说在两年之内你们将要再回到犹大国
So we're not going to lose everything like you say, Jeremiah. We're going to get it all back within 2 years.
所以这个先知就跟耶利米说我们不会损失所有东西的实际上在两年之内我们又会再回到犹大地的
And then Hananiah out of anger. Let's go to the next slide here.
然后我们看见哈拿尼亚这个先知继续说什么呢
He says he took the yoke off of Jeremiah and he breaks the yoke.
然后他就把耶利米身上的这个轭呢拿下来，然后把这个轭呢给扯断了。
Okay, so Jeremiah, you say we're going to have this yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. Well, God's going to take the yoke and break it.
所以这个先知就跟耶利米说：“你认为神说要这样子，我们有身上有轭，我现在就把这个轭拿下来，把它折断。”
And Hananiah, in verse 11, says, "In the same way, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, off the neck of all the nations within 2 years."
所以这个哈拿尼亚这个先知又当着民众说，耶和华说，在两年之内，我将要把列国的颈上的轭呢，包括巴比伦王自己的轭呢，给他折断。
I have a little picture next on the next slide here. That's Hananiah taking the yoke off of Jeremiah and breaking it.
所以在这边这个图片就是一个先知哈拿尼亚就把耶利米身上背上的那个轭把它硬扯下来然后把它折断
He says that's what I think of your message to us
然后他说这个就是我解读你刚刚所讲的预言
Wow very insulting right
这不是非常侮辱吗侮辱耶利米吗
And that's, many ways, that's how I felt when Mr. Bradley got angry at myself and Winston and Victor.
实际上, 当 Mr. Bradley 对我们, 这几个帮助他年轻人有所误解、生气的时候, 这也是我的一个感受。
You guys are not trying to help me, you're trying to hurt me.
所以 Mr. Bradley 认为, 诶, 你们这些人不是来帮我, 你们这群人是来害我的。
You do not love me, you hate me.
你实际上你不爱我, 你是恨我的。
Now what do you do when someone does that?
但是当我们正处在这样的环境当中, 我们应该如何反应呢?
There are many times when that happened that I wish that I could respond just as angrily back.
实际上当我面对这样的情况的时候, 很多时候我想就是我以更大的怒气来回应。
Felt like saying, Mr. Bradley, you don't deserve us three.
我就会跟，也许我甚至会想 ，Mr. Bradley， 也许你根本不值得我来帮助你。We
do this voluntarily. Nobody helps us or pays us to do this.
我们这边是自愿出来花时间来帮你。实际上，你就算付钱，也没人愿意帮你的。You
want to be left alone? Fine, we'll leave you alone.
你希望你自己处理自己的事情，那好吧，那我们就不管你了。There
is a point. At that point, I have to stop myself from responding that way.
实际上我在那个时候我必须要克制自己不要让我自己情绪有这样的反应
It's a natural response to respond back in anger but I need the Holy Spirit to give me a supernatural response
实际上是我们天然的本性有这样的愤怒的反应 但是我们必须要超然的一种引导是从圣灵的引导来帮助我们
Let me show you how Jeremiah responds
我们来看看耶利米他怎么样回应呢
Verse 12, at this Okay, the prophet Jeremiah went on his way. He walks away.
结果在这个时候，耶利米呢， 他就走开了。He
does not say anything in return.
他没有愤怒的回应， 另一个先知。
Hananiah breaks the yoke, and Jeremiah walks away.
这个哈拿尼亚先知， 当他把耶利米的轭折断之后， 耶利米就默默地走了。
Does not strike back. He does not talk to the crowds. He just says, okay, and he walks away.
他没有以怒气反应, 他只是默默地离开了群众。
I think this is an example of supernatural restraint.
我相信这是一个超然的克制。
Now, eventually, Jeremiah speaks to Hananiah later, and only when the Lord gives him a word.
但到最后, 当神给耶利米话语的时候, 耶利米是有跟哈拿尼亚先知讲话的。
You know what the word was?
大家可知道, 神要耶利米说什么吗?
Jeremiah says to Hananiah, Okay, you don't want this yoke of wood, God's going to send a yoke of iron.
然后他跟这个哈拿尼亚先知说, 好, 你不想要有这个木头做的轭, 那神就会给你们一个铁做的轭。
But it says specifically that the Lord gave Jeremiah that word to give to Hananiah.
但是这边说得很清楚, 不是耶利米自己要讲的, 乃是神给他这样的话语, 他传递出来的。
That means Jeremiah waits upon the Lord so that he speaks only what the Lord would have him say.
也就是耶利米克制自己, 他等候神的话, 只等到神有话语的时候, 他才张口。
I think in Jeremiah's mind, this whole transition and my trying to guide you is not really about me at all.
实际上我相信当耶利米在经历这样的服侍的过程当中, 他没有丝毫的自私的动机。
If it's about me, then I would probably fight back.
实际上如果是出自于自己的话, 我想人都有反抗的心情。
It's about what the Lord wants for you.
这乃是神希望我们做什么, 他就做什么。
Now the catastrophic end to the old covenant was very painful to the people, but ultimately God had something better on the other side.
当神要结束这个旧约的时候, 这一群人经历了极大的灾难, 但是神却为他们的未来准备了一个美好的将来。
And that might be the conclusion of all this. God,
实际上这也许就是整段故事的一个终结。
Let's go to this last slide, the conclusion. Speaking only what God wants you to say.
是我们就应该只说神要我们所所
应该说的。 And that kind of takes me to this final thought about all transitions.
让我想到我们应该如何面对所有人生当中的过渡期。
The person of faith who's undergoing any transition has to see beyond just what's immediately in front of them.
一个有信心的人，当他们面对过渡期的时候，他们所看的不应该只是他们眼前所看的事情。
I am a human being. I can only see what's in front of me.
我们都是人，当我们所看的，我们的眼界也只能限于我们所经历的。I
cannot see 5 years down the road.
我们实际上没法预知5年后的将来。
But I worship a God who does see 5 years down the road.
但是我们所敬拜的神却可以看到我们的未来。
What do I trust more, what I see in front of me, or the God who sees what's 5 years down the road?
那我们所信靠的是应该是我们眼前所见的，还是信靠那一位能够掌管未来的神呢？
All life transitions, especially unpleasant ones, tests what you trust more.
实际上，人生当中所有的过渡期都在对我们的信心做一个挑战。
And I would say that the person of faith at that test has to resist the natural tendency to only trust what they see and touch and trust something that they cannot see and cannot touch.
但是一个有信心的人，我们所经历的考验跟挑战的时候，我们必须要看到的。
This is a lesson that I have been trying to learn my entire life, and it will probably take my whole life to learn that.
实际上，这个学习是我人生的一辈子的学习，我相信我继续还要去学。
God is much more trustworthy than my own eyes and my own senses.
实际上，神比我们自己所眼睛的观感以及我所听到的更值得我们信靠。
And the crises and transitions in life will test that trust within you.
实际上，我们生命当中经历的所有的危机都在考验我们的信心。
I hope you will pass the test.
我希望大家能够通过这样的考验。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I pray for anyone here who's undergoing a difficult transition.
亲爱的神啊，我在这边为我们在座当中有任何人正在经历当中生命当中的过渡期。
Things in which we trust are not constant; they can go away.
因为很多事情我们所经历的是会过去的。
But you are constant, and you do not go away.
但是我们知道你却是永存的，你不会离开我们。
Would you teach that to our hearts this day?
主，愿意今天能够你教导我们的心。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.